people always ask me, why do you want to become a witch? Why should you want to become a witch? What do you get out of it? When I tell them you get peace and contentment and joy, they can't understand that. They want to know, don't you make money out of it? Well, I say you don't. Well, you must make money. You make spells to get yourself money. I say you don't. Well, you're always making spells to win football pools. I say you never. We should never do that. Why not? He said, it's simply, we're taught we mustn't do it. And we're taught the power comes from the gods. It mustn't be misused. If you can misuse your power otherwise, but you lose it if you do. So it's as plain as that. No, is it? Of course, it isn't a thing that belongs to everybody. Some people have a sense of the old things, a sense of desire for peace, a sense of wonder, and a sense of companionship and good fellowship. And that's what witchcraft gives you. Of course, it's everything to a man as it is. You know, there's an old story of a man who's out with a wagon with his family, is searching for a place to settle down. And he came to a town. He said he came near a town, and outside there was a man sitting on a fence. And he told him, I'm searching for a new place to settle down. What sort of people are they here? Are they nice people? Well, they treat us well. And the chap said, well, friend, I don't know. What sort of like were the people, the place you just left? They're the most basic scoundrels, blackguards, villains, sex maniacs, thieves, liars, prostitutes, the worst kind of people in the world. The chap said, well, stranger, I reckon you'll find the same people live in this town just the same. A similar man came along, also searching for a house, for a place to settle in. And he asked the same man the same question, and was given the same, was asked the same question in return. He said, well, they were awfully nice people, awfully kind people indeed. They were good old simple people, there's nothing grand about them. But they worked hard, of course. Someone works harder than others, some likes a little bit of booze. But it is all good fellowship and kindness. And the man said, stranger, I reckon you'll find the people in this town just the same. Well, I think witchcraft is much like that. People, like does attract like, you know. And of course, there's always the idea of getting better than the Jones, or using some of the Joneses to pull yourself up into a better place. Well, if you think of witchcraft will get you there, it won't. People have got the idea now that if you get your children into a good school, that it means that they'll get soft, well-paid jobs immediately, and they won't have to do any work. Well, that isn't true either. There's no doubt going to a good school does help some people. Most successful people never had any schooling at all. I wonder if you know, heard of Dan. He worked in the laboratory of the London County Council. And he cleaned the floors, and he worked all right. He got about a couple of pounds a week. But one day the county council sent out a questionnaire, and they found that Dan couldn't read or write. So they sacked him at once. Well, he didn't want to start, so he got a job in a grocery shop. He carried goods and he served customers. And he worked well, and he got on well with the boss, eventually married the boss's daughter. But he got some ideas about the grocery trade. The wife ran the one shop, he ran a branch. A couple of couple of years, he had two other branches going. A couple of years afterwards, he had seven rich branches. One of his sons was running one, but he had paid managers in the others. And then he had about 50 grocery stores going. But he came up, the one great worry was the question of signing checks. Of course, he was had to talk to him because he had to carry every character about him for everything. So he went to the bank manager and talked to him and said, look, here, can we fix any way that I can sign checks with a sign or thumb mark or something? And the bank manager said, we can arrange anything you like, but we know your account stands at about £50,000 now, and it's going to be dangerous, you know, if you can't make a signature. Which absolutely tell me thumbprints are pretty good, the police will accept them, yes. Can't I sign with the thumbprints? So what the man says, if somebody writes the body with a check, would you understand the figures a little bit? Oh, I can read figures for that, that's right. Well, that's grand. Well, that's perfectly easy. She said, you know, it is a wonderful thing, Mr. Jones. It's a wonderful thing that you've raised this business. You're not an old man. Wonderful thing what you've done. Well, what have you done if you had been able to reason right? What I had done? I'd been working the floor in that laboratory down there. Yes. Well,
there is a question I'd like to ask you about that, Gerald.
Is the question a big one?
Yes. I'll leave you the question, Gerald.
Yes.
As a person that's interested in witchcraft,
yes.
I'd like to know what your secret is of obtaining magic power, making an actual idea come out and making it come into being. You know, performing a magic act.
Well,
your own idea.
Yes. Well, simply, when I want to do it, Pat does it, Pat knows it, I think everybody knows it. You've got to know exactly what you want. You've got to get in your mind exactly what you want. It's not a vague thing. I want John Jones to get well. You must know what's the matter with him, what particular part of him you want to treat. You've got to fix that to firmly in your mind. And you've got to get the people helping you to know what you're working at. Then, of course, it's a question of raising your nerve power. Well, there are very many ways of raising nerve power. Of course, the simplest and probably the oldest one is dancing around and actually yelling and screaming helps. But, of course, it's a thing that you have to take your mind off things. And I haven't the breath to dance. So I've got to work in other ways. Well, there are a number of ways you can work magic. I don't want to go into those because you will be taught, because these are secrets.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Another way, very old way of working magic is the Hindu yogi thing. That is, again, it's intense concentration. Fixing your mind on the thing, sitting there, you've got to get yourself into one of these yoga positions. Immobilize yourself. You forget your body and only concentrate on that one thought. And work on that will. And, of course, they say it works. I don't know whether it does. I've never tried it. It's too much like hard work to me. But, of course, the thing is to try the form of magic that appeals to and find out if it works. I think the yoga system is too very apt to lead to illusions. You do get... People get a great pleasure out of it because they there's a concentration produced the effects of an opium dream. They have wonderful illusions, and they enjoy themselves very greatly. If that's all you're working for, well, it's a cheap way of doing it. Of course, a lot of my countrymen do the same with a couple of bottles of whiskey. Of course, sometimes I have a headache the morning after. The only practice doesn't give you a head, but it generally gives you a very, very, very sore and aching back, and sometimes you have to always have surgical operation before they can bend their arms, you know, which is rather unpleasant. I wouldn't advise the Hindu system to the Europeans, but it's one of the possible ways. But the thing is, lots of people tell me, if they will a thing fiercely enough, it comes off. Well, it may be so, I don't know. I can't say I've found it. There are lots of things I wanted very, very hard all my life, a lot of money. But I haven't had gifts, and that's the magic gifts. Any money I make, I have to work for. And of course, that's what witches are taught. There's no reason why a witch shouldn't have money, but you've got to work for it. And of course, there are different types of work. I mean, there's one report I found that I told him that you mustn't take money for a useful craft. You mustn't take payment for curing a sick person or doing any working magic for any other way. And he wrote a long screed in the paper that I claimed that I didn't take money for working magic, and yet I charged for admission to the museum. Of course, I presume he thought that I should do some very hard job to get enough money to pay for all the rates and taxes and electricity bills, which are extraordinarily heavy, and all the cleaning, and all the guarding, and of course, the expense of looking after the circus and taking money from visitors, because most people will nip up without paying if they get the chance. Suppose they think it's perfectly all right to diddle a witch if they can. Well, of course, that's the modern idea. And everybody applauds. It's a wonderful thing for these people to burn the train and steal 2.5 million pounds. Mind you, it does look as if the money was left there just for the asking. Of course, you see, there is this extraordinary English idiotic habit. The idea that you must coddle a criminal in every way and make everything easy for him. You mustn't let the guards on that £2.5 million have a couple of shotguns. They must be at the mercy of a mob of men with arms iron bars who can beat them up or kill them if they resist in any way. To me, that's lunacy. About 30 years ago in China, a tremendous lot of English ships were seized by pirates. The pirates would come aboard as ordinary deck passengers. And of course, as soon as they went out to sea, they would produce knives and pistols, kill the captain and most of the officers. But they'd keep one officer to navigate, and the engine room